Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Hello, lucky girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so stoked to have you guys here. I am so excited for this episode. I feel like my life has been ruminating into this one episode, and I'm so excited to share it with you. Before we get into what this episode is going to be about, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything podcast, it's going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod, Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to stay up to date in my life, see everything that's going on in, you know, my day to day, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is LexiGPrieto. I love when members of the Lucky Girl Club follow me. I think it just makes me so giddy to know that we are connecting in more ways of you just hearing my voice. So make sure that you're following me on all my social medias. I also have TikTok and a YouTube channel where I post vlogs and kind of longer forms of content on there. It's going to be the same handle, Lexi G Prieto. So make sure you're following me on all forms of social media. Now that we have that out of the way, I'm so excited for this episode. Like I said, I feel like my day-to-day for the past 3 months has been ruminating into this one episode. So let me give you a little bit of a backstory of why I wanted to do this episode. This is calling back your calm. So these past 3 months have really been I don't want to say a treacherous time for me, but it has definitely been kind of a bumpy road these past 3 months, the beginning of 2025. And I'm going to be honest, I was a little upset by it because at the end of 2024, if you were listening to those episodes, if you're watching the vlog, you know, I was on my grind. I was focused on one thing and one thing only, and it was to have the best 2025 I could ever have. I was so laser focused of just making sure that this is my year. So imagine to my surprise when 2025 hits, it's January, and all of a sudden I have no motivation for anything. I'm burnt out. I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated. I'm losing relationships left and right. So many things were happening in my life that was just genuinely, I was just sitting back and I was like, what is happening? I kid you not, my life fell apart in January and February. It was the most insane experience in the world. It was insane. And I literally was so confused by it. And I was frustrated thinking that this is it. My 2025 is ruined. I can't do this because I wanted this to be the best year ever. And I was crashing out and I was in fight or flight mode every single day. There wasn't a moment of respite where I felt calm. So this episode, calling back your calm, it has been the past 3 months, really the past month to be more specific, that I have been searching for a way to call back my calm, to regain the control that I felt like I lost in my life, because things were just happening that were out of my control that literally had nothing to do with me, that was something that I prayed for and asked for, and then it actually happened. Like in regards to relationships, I will give you this example. I was praying a lot, please, if they're not right for me, if they're not meant to be in my life, if they're not meant to be a friend or a relationship, like whatever, take them out of my life before it hurts too much. And I would pray that all the time. I'm like, if it's not right for me, let it leave my life. And that was the big thing I was praying. So when it came to fruition and these people or these situations or, you know, these relationships were getting taken out of my life, I was shocked to realize how much it still hurt. I knew it was for a reason. I knew I prayed for this, but I was still frustrated and I was still hurt by it. So calling back my calm took a lot in me to really remember that the reason I am living this life is because I am deserving of good things and I want to fight for good things. And I am living this life for myself. And I can't lose control because I am scared of losing other people. So calling back your calm in this episode We are talking about ways to really, really get back into control within yourself. And here's a spoiler alert. There is no controlling life. Life goes on, you figure it out, but there is controlling yourself, the way you think and the way you act. So that is what this episode is going to be about. I'm very, very excited, as you can tell, to talk about this. But before we get fully into this episode, it is time to get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way. Once again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. You are now a part of the Lucky Girl Club. I hope you are as excited as I am to be here, to be in this community. I love our little corner of the internet. It is the best space ever, and I say that wholeheartedly. The reason we do Lucky Girl segments is just kind of a way for you to get to know me, your host, a little bit better. I love podcasts that are just yappy podcasts where you get to know the person, you feel like you're friends with them, and it genuinely just makes the entire episode feel like you're just talking to your best friend. That's exactly what I want this podcast to be about. That has been the thesis of this podcast for forever, since the beginning. So we always have three Lucky Girl segments. We have the weekly recap, where I tell you what's going on in the Lucky Girl's life. I kind of just yap for a little bit about what I'm going through. We have the Lucky Girl Obsessions, which is a way to show gratitude and to remind yourself that even on your hardest weeks, there's things to love and there's things to be obsessed with. And then my personal favorite segment that we do is the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment. So within this segment, I tell you one thing that has made me feel like the luckiest girl in the world, which is a reminder and an ode back to the Lucky Girl podcast that we are the luckiest girls in the entire world. And everything happens at least once a week. You will have an experience where you're like, wow, I'm so lucky for this. And it's just a reminder to be conscious of that luck and be conscious of the good things that are coming your way. So first off, let's talk about the weekly recap. I kind of was talking about this in the overview of what this episode is going to be about. I have been getting out of a slump this week. I feel like I have been in a slump for the past 3 months. I was really going through some hard times. I was sad. The weather was awful. It was just making me a very, very sad gal. And I feel like I am not myself when I'm sad. And I think a lot of people around me noticed it too, because I normally am Little Miss Sunshine. I love being happy. I love motivating other people. I'm always in a good mood. I literally dance into rooms, and I hope I brighten rooms, every single room I walk in. I just love being happy. It doesn't cost me anything. I don't think it's embarrassing. I think it's so fun to be fun, you know? And when I'm sad, I feel like that gets really taken away. Obviously, like that tracks. So within these past 3 months, I have not been fully acting like myself. And as much as I know that my relationships, friendships, job, everything kind of takes a beating when I'm sad because they don't get to experience me fully, the thing I'm saddest about is I don't get to experience myself fully. I don't get to experience my happiness, my joy, because it starts with a mindset. It starts, I'm sad because of something, obviously, or something happened, or I'm thinking a certain way, or like I said, literally the weather just makes me sad sometimes. And the mindset that I have, it is so hard to get out of sometimes, of just being sad. But once I start really digging out of that hole and try to figure it out a little bit better and really prioritize a better mindset, I find my way back to myself, and days feel warmer and I feel happier and I feel like sunshine again. So the person I think who loses the most when I am sad is me. And I am working really, really hard to get out of that. So this week I have been giving myself grace. I did a little shadow work this morning, actually, in my journal, and I wrote down the qualities that I want to exemplify. And I was writing it down in regards to God and faith. I was basically praying while journaling, and I was asking God to help me exemplify his essence and things that God has, and like, I want to say personality attributes, I would call them, attributes that God has is having grace, being forgiving, being gentle, and being kind. So I was writing all this down and I was like, this is the person I want to exemplify. Even on my hardest days, even when I'm sad, I want to exemplify a graceful, kind, forgiving, gentle individual who, when you are around, you feel safe and you feel brighter and you feel warm. So that's kind of what I was going through this week, is I'm basically laying the foundation of this person, that these attributes that I know live within me already. Sometimes I have a hard time showing up with them, that I want to start focusing on more. And, you know, I was praying about it and I was asking God, I was like, just please help me exemplify this more. And I want to help you guys as well. This is what the podcast is all about, is helping all of us create a better life, whether you're spiritual or religious or whatever you are. Whatever God you see when you pray, or if you don't pray and you talk to the universe, that is okay. This is a safe space for everybody. I promise you, it is all the same thing. And the basis of it is just having faith. Having faith that something bigger is helping you become a better person. And if that something bigger is your conscious or your subconscious, then you are exactly where you need to be. So that's what I've been focusing on this week. I'm really proud of my devotion in the gym. I've been saying this for the past couple episodes. I have been on my grind. I'm so proud of myself. Anytime I have a bad little mindset about my body or my devotion or anything, I always just stop it in its tracks and remind myself that my body fluctuates, that my devotion is still there, that I am still passionate, that this is what I want to do. And I have been really trying to reignite the spark back into my life. I don't think it's there completely yet. Like, it's getting there, but I'm proud of myself for even picking up the flame to begin with, to start sparking my life back into where it needs to be. And I'm really proud of myself for showing up today and showing up for you guys. And I'm very, very proud of you guys for showing up for yourselves as well. This is such a big and awesome moment, and you should be so proud of yourself for even listening to this podcast. I know I'm proud of you. So moving on to the Lucky Girl Obsessions. Like I told you guys, the reason we do these is to just show gratitude and to remind ourselves that even on our darkest days, there's some sunlight that always shines through. So my first obsession has been my bed rotting TV show that I cannot live without right now. I'm so obsessed. And that is How I Met Your Mother. Now, a backstory for How I Met Your Mother in my life. I watched How I Met Your Mother when I was a kid. And I mean, like, I was like 7 watching How I Met Your Mother, which in hindsight is so crazy because it's really, there's a lot of innuendos in this show, but it's a funny show. It's a sitcom. I enjoy it. But I remember me and my siblings watching it a lot. The same, I'm about to go off topic and rant a little bit, but it was the same with Vampire Diaries. Me and my siblings watched Vampire Diaries when we were like 6, 7, 8, like we were little. Anyways, I recently found How I Met Your Mother again, and I had a day last week when I was just so sad, and I was like, I'm just gonna bed rot all day. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'll get up, I'll go to the gym, but when I come back, I'm rotting. I'm not doing anything. I don't want to pick up my phone. It's going to make me sad. Like, I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is watch a TV show. So I was scrolling on Netflix, and what did I find but How I Met Your Mother? And I was like, oh, I remember this being a very easy watch. Like, it kind of just gets you through. You can watch like 10 episodes in one sitting, literally. So that's what I've been doing. It's so bad. But I'm obsessed. I'm absolutely obsessed. It's such a good show. Highly recommend as a bed rotting TV show if you want one. And then my second Lucky Girl obsession is my spring style. I haven't started shopping yet, but I have been on Pinterest nonstop finding the outfits that I want to embody and kind of find similar pieces, the style that I want to show out in this spring. And I'm so excited. My Instagram is going to be so good. And then I have a third Lucky Girl obsession, and you guys are going to hate me because I know you guys have told me you hate every time I say I have something big to tell you, but I can't tell you, but I'm excited about it. But this time, for real, I cannot tell you guys about it because it has nothing. Well, it has stuff to do with me, but it has nothing to do with you guys, and it has nothing to do with social media or my content creation or my life. Oh, it does have, I don't even know how to explain it. Let me just say this. Very, 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 very happy, big, exciting things are happening in my personal life that are just insane. I'm so excited, and there will literally probably only be one listener listening right now that knows exactly what I'm talking about, and she knows who she is. But really cool, exciting. Like, it just makes me so happy. I'm so happy. I cannot stop smiling when I think about it. Exciting things are happening, and that is my lucky girl obsession, and that is all I'm gonna say. Moving on to the final lucky girl segment before we get into this whopper of an episode that I'm so excited for. What has made me feel lucky this week? What has made me feel lucky this week, and I cannot wait to share this with you guys, is, drumroll please, I planned my birthday trip for the end of March. If you guys don't know, I'm an Aries. My birthday is March 28th. I'm going to be turning 23. I'm so excited. And guys, I'm going to Tennessee for my birthday. It is going to be a yeehaw 23. I'm so excited. I'm going with my sister, who's my best friend in the entire world. We're going to have so much fun. We're going into the mountains. I am fighting with myself because I know I want to vlog at least some of it, but I also want this to be kind of a disconnecting trip and connect with nature and really find my way back to myself. But I want to share this with you guys. So be on the lookout for that at the end of March into the beginning of April. I will probably be posting content on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram for my trip. I'm so excited. And that is what has made me feel the most lucky. I booked my tickets this week, and it's all real. It feels so real. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. Now that we have all those out of the way, it is time to get into this episode. Welcome to episode 59, Calling Back Your Calm. You know, the silliest thing in life that I feel like we get lied to about from the get-go is, if your life is out of control, then there is literally nothing you can do about it. And, you know, it's this fear of surrendering that causes us to stay stagnant, right? Because we try to hold on so tight. When we feel like things are out of our control, all we ever do is chase after them and try to fix it and try to change it. But the truth is, to get things to be back in control, you have to fully let go of control. Our life feels most out of control when we aren't living it as ours. So this is how we call back our calm and we find our control back into our lives. 555 on the screen. I'm so excited to talk about this. 555 means big changes are up ahead, which is what this episode is kind of about changing the way you think about control. As I was saying, when we feel like things are out of control, we fear surrendering so much. And you know, I am the first to say, I will raise my hand. I am president of this fan club. I suck at surrendering. I'm very bad at it. I have death grips on things. And I've talked about this in episodes before, that everything that has ever left my life has claw marks on it because I have a really hard time of letting go of things, even if I know they're not right for me. Going back to what we were talking about in the beginning of this episode, when I was talking about relationships and friendships and stuff that has left my life within the past 3 months, even though I asked for this, I prayed for this, once it happened, it was like I was mad at the universe that I got the short end of the stick, that I was like, why am I alone in life? Why do I feel nothing? It's because people and relationships and situations aren't meant for me. And it's that surrendering part that gives you the most grace. It is when your life feels out of control, you take a step back and really take stock of the things that are out of control. Is it other people? Is it relationships? Is it situations? Is it your career? Whatever it may be, I want you to really take stock of what you feel is out of control. For me, I know my career was a really big one. I felt like I was very stagnant. I feel like I thought I was going to be so much farther in life than where I'm at now, and I was very frustrated with that. So I take a step back and I think, what can I control about this? I can't control who follows me. I can't control how many followers I have. I can't control when my content blows up. I can't control if my content reaches the right people or not. The only thing I can control is my drive and discipline for it, to continue posting things that I'm passionate about, the things that I like, and having faith that the people that need to hear it, the people that are my people, will eventually find my content. So that's what I've been focusing on. That was the way I called back my control. And that is step one. Step one is learning the gift of detachment. I've talked about this before. I'm so excited to talk about it again because this is the cheat code to life, genuinely. If you feel like your life is falling apart, you feel like you have no control, the cheat code to life is learning about the law of detachment. The law of detachment is looking at your reality differently. You know, I'm going to say something, and if you've never heard it before, you're going to think it's a little bit insane. But the truth of the matter is, we create our reality. Nothing is real. Literally nothing is real. We are on a floating rock in space. And you're telling me that life is serious? That's silly. Nothing is real. What we do have control over is how we create our circumstances. You know, things happen that are out of control. We cannot control a lot of things in life, but we can control the way we react, respond, and continue our lives based around that. So for example, I want you to really start reminding yourself that you have power in situations. Next time you're in an argument or you're in a situation where you feel like you are kind of getting beaten down and you're like, this is frustrating, I'm frustrated, remind yourself about the power of detachment. Detach from the outcome that you think you want. You know, fighting with a partner or fighting with a friend or fighting for something that isn't yours anymore will only ever stress you out. So once, if you're in that and if you feel that way, I want you to sit there and think, okay, what do I have control of in this situation? Myself, the way I react, and the actions that I take around this situation. Once you have that, detach from everything else. You have no control of what the other person is doing. You have no control about the way the other person is thinking. You have no control at all about anything outside of yourself. The only thing you can control is the way you think, the way you act, and the way you absorb the energy around you. The world will not end if you choose yourself. And that is the truth. And it's so hard to hear from somebody who struggles with control and struggles with surrendering. It is the scariest thing to realize that you might piss people off. You might lose friends. You might lose relationships. You might lose opportunities that you once thought was perfect for you by choosing yourself. But in the end, you will gain so much more because you will gain yourself and you will gain a person who is always by your side. And the best version of you is the version of you that doesn't give up on themselves. So I want to remind you again, the world will not end if you choose yourself. So once again, step one, the gift of detachment. Be grateful for the honor of detaching from things that we cannot control. And find gratitude in the things that we can control. Detach from other people, detach from other situations, detach from the outer world as a whole. We were never, ever, ever meant to be this in control of our lives, you know? We were meant to frolic on this earth, enjoy this earth for what it was, what it is, and simply live, experience living. And you experience living by living within yourself, by being one with yourself, being in tune with yourself. That moves us into step two. Start showing up. So for step two, it is a lot of introspection that needs to happen. Introspection begins, I want you to ask why for absolutely everything. Why do I feel like I have to control this? Why do I feel like this person isn't doing what I want them to do? Why do I feel like I'm frustrated because this person is pulling away from something that I, in my own mind, created as the ultimate reality? That person has a mind of its own. That person has control of their own. You cannot control anything else. So I want you to ask yourself why over and over again. What are you scared of being perceived as? This is a really big one for taking back control, because control comes with the evil connotation, stepsister, as selfish. When you detach from outer things and you focus on yourself, you start really prioritizing yourself. There are people who have wanted to take advantage of your lack of self-control and wanted to use you. And now that they can't, they will call you selfish for it. And they will make you feel bad for it. Don't ever, 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 ever let that be true, because it is not true. When you have control over just yourself, the only things you can control is yourself. Once you have that knowledge, don't let other people make you feel bad for focusing on yourself, finding the things that you are powerful in, working better to create your dream life, and find your way back to yourself. Start with the work it'll take to feel secure. I want you to take the time to really think about this. A lot of the times when we feel out of control, we feel like our world is shaken up. We feel so out of the ordinary. And I want you to kind of imagine this as a metaphor. Think of a storm, right? And there's always that saying, the eye of the storm is the calmest, because you can see the storm all around you. You can see things that are breaking and you can kind of just imagine the wind blowing. But when you're in the eye of the storm, everything is calm. The eye of the storm is you. The eye of the storm is having the knowledge that you have the power to control the way you think about things, but that is the only thing you can control. Let all around you, let the storm rage on. Let it keep working. Let it keep doing whatever it needs to do. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I prayed for God to take people away from my life that weren't meant to be in my life. That was the storm. You know, things were getting shaken up and people were leaving and situations were happening, and I was so frustrated because I was trying to get into the storm with them. I was trying to hold on to them as the wind was blowing. That is not my place. So I found the eye of the storm. I found my calm, and I realized that truthfully, the only thing that I have control over is myself. Moving on, I want you to keep hand in hand and start walking away. I want you to really remind yourself of who you are. And if things or people aren't aligning with that, it is time for you to walk away. And that moves us into the last step. That is step 3, sacrificing short-term comfort for long-term success. This is something that I struggle with, that I am learning, and I'm excited to teach you guys as well. Short-term comfort. That is when you know you should be doing something else. You know you should be prioritizing your mental health. You know you should be fighting for your dream life, but instead you don't listen to your body. You don't do anything you said you were gonna do. You don't show up for yourself, and you just are okay with staying comfortable. But that comfortability comes with a price, because if you stay comfortable, you stay stagnant. If you don't move in life, you're not going to grow. So the truth of the matter is, sacrificing short-term comfort for long-term success is the key to calling back your calm and really truly finding a balance in life. So to begin, it might feel like you're only losing, but what you're gaining takes time to grow. So I want to talk about quality over quantity. You know, when I first started in the gym, I was so frustrated because I was like, I'm giving all my time to the gym. I'm so focused on eating healthy, working out, and I'm not seeing any difference. I was so frustrated and I was like, I want to give up right now. Like, I'm over this. I don't want to do this anymore. And it wasn't until I sat with myself and realized, well, first of all, Lexi, you're still just starting. This is the beginning. This is a long-term success that you are searching for. You are about to give up for comfort for something that isn't even really comfortable when you look at it, because like, I was very unhappy in the way I was living my life. I was unhappy in my body. I was unhappy in my journey in total. I was just very unhappy. So I was about to give up. And I looked it into myself and I was like, no, keep pushing. Because the ultimate reason why I go to the gym, the ultimate reason why I work out 5 days a week, yes, I do want to live a healthy lifestyle and I want to be in the best shape I can be. I want to be motivated. But the biggest reason is because I want to show up for myself and I want to stay disciplined and I want to prove to myself that I do what I say I'm going to do. And what I said I was going to do in the beginning of this year is go to the gym 5 days a week, stay disciplined, work out my body, gain muscle, and become the strongest version of myself. And that is exactly what I'm doing. And that is why I felt like I was losing. But the longer I've been doing it, I'm realizing I'm gaining things. It just takes time to gain. And the last step of this is letting it rain if it means the flowers will grow eventually. And I'm saying this as a way to remind you, it is okay if you're in a slump. It is okay if you are still clawing for control. All of that is completely okay. But sometimes you have to just let it rain. Let go of trying to pull for sunny days. Let go for trying to bring umbrellas everywhere you go and just let it rain. Let it rain. Let the flowers grow and remind yourself that the only thing you can control, say it with me, is yourself. With that being said, that is the end of this episode. Thank you for being here. I hope you took something from this and you're able to gain a knowledge of how to move forward out of a slump, how to call back your calm, and really, really just let things flow. I've been having so much fun realizing this and working through this the past couple weeks that I hope that you guys have fun too. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to listen to more episodes, go on all streaming platforms. It is everywhere. Thank you for being here. Make sure you're leaving a 5-star rate and review and you are sharing this with all of your friends. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Have the best week of your life. And remember to always, always, always stay lucky.